Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Have time call a neighbor, call a friend, tell them that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise your name. We magnify you, God. We lift your name up high. God, we give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. Father, today, God, we come before you with thanksgiving. God, we come before you with praises. God, we lift up your name today because, God, you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the ending. For you are the first and the last, you are the true and the living God. And Father, we thank you today. We proclaim today that you have all power in your hand. Lord, bless the listener, God, today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, whatever needs that they need from you, Father God, I pray even now, God, that you will answer their prayer. Your words say, as it is, shall be given. So, Lord, we pray even now that your word will go forth out to the north, south, east, and west, that blessings, Lord God, and repentance, Lord God, will be manifested this day and this hour. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Yes, you are listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I am Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, preacher of the hour, and we want you to know that we're excited about the Word of God, always excited about the Word of God. But in the Word of God, we get life, we get health, we get strength, we get revelation, we get wisdom, we get understanding. He shows us how to go and how to live from day to day. So today, we find ourselves here in back in the Word of God. And yes, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is authority in the name of Jesus, and it all comes from God's Word. We're going to be preaching today and teaching from Genesis, the 22nd chapter of Genesis. And we want you just to get ready for God to move and for God to have his way on today. For as we said before, that there is nothing too hard for God. Maybe you may be claiming today, you may say within your heart that there is things in my life that is too hard, things that I cannot overcome, things that I cannot get through. But I want you to know today that there is nothing too hard for God. And God is our shepherd. He is the one that keepeth us. He's the one that delivers us. He's the one that brings us out of darkness into this marvelous life. So today, we're here to preach God's word, and we'll use one topic. We will use when your faith is tested. What will you do? When your faith is tested, what would you do? Not what my mother's going to do, not what my father's going to do, not what my best friend is going to do, but I'm asking this morning, what are you going to do when your faith is tested? Let's go here to the 22nd chapter of Genesis. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here am I. And he said, take now your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and get you into the land of Moriah and offer him there a burning offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell you. Now, when we began to read the Word of God, and we remember what we have read in the Word of God, how Abraham and Sarah, they were without a child, even in their old age, and they couldn't have any children. They were pretty much barren, but God had told Abraham, he had promised him in his boy that they were going to have a seed, and this seed of God had promised to Abraham and to Sarah. God didn't give it to him the day that he said that he was going to give it to him. He didn't tell him that it was going to be that 9 months later. He didn't tell Abraham that it was going to be 2 years later. But God, after he had told Abraham and Sarah that they were going to have a child, and they were going to have a child through Sarah, and this is going to be the child of promise, they had to wait a long time before that thing came forth. I want to ask you this morning, is it something that God has told you, and you've been waiting, and you've been waiting and waiting for this seed to come forth? Is there a promise that that God has given to you through the word of God? Maybe he told you verbally. Maybe he told you through a prophet or to a minister of God, and you've been waiting for this thing to come forth. I want you to know that God is a man that he will not lie. He is a God. He is God all by himself. And what he said, he is able to perform it. And here we see in the word of God, he is already in the word of God, as we read in from the beginning of the word in Genesis, we see that God had made this promise. He had told Sarah and Abraham, and then later, when they had gotten old, when the doctor says no hope, or when the best friend has given up on you, when the neighbor saying this thing is not happening, when somebody, even with her reproductive organ in the natural, it would have to be a miracle for her to bring forth. It would be a miracle for Abraham to be able to perform, because he too was old. But yet God, he always proved himself in the midst of an impossible, in the midst of things that we feel that is impossible, in the midst of time when we think that it is too, something is too hard to come to pass, or it will not come to pass. But here we see in the word of God that God had demonstrated his love towards Abraham and Sarah, and he called them indeed to, in their old age, to have a child. And then when we look at Genesis, the 22nd chapter, we see that God is visiting Abraham again. And God has told Abraham, he is telling Abraham, he says to him, he says, let's read it again. He says, take now your son. Come on, take now your son. And then he was taken, it seems like God was just walking this thing out, and God was just impressing on him, and he was just reminding him. He said, take your son. Come on. He said, take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom he loved. I can even let him know that you don't have but one son. And this son's name is Isaac. And this son that I know that you love, this son, the son whom ye love. He said to told Abraham, he said, get you unto the land of Moriah, come on, and offer him there for a burning offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell you of. Don't you know that that was a difficult thing? Don't you know in the natural it was a hard thing? That was a thing that most men, most women will say, no way, I am not going to offer up my son. I've waited years and years and years for this promised child. I waited years for the seed, and yet God, you telling me to take my only son, the son that you gave me, and Sarah, my son. in the natural. Some of you, most of you, I dare to say, that would not have had the faith to believe God to do what God was asking Abraham to do. And here we see in that third verse of the 22nd chapter of Genesis, and Abraham rose up early. He didn't lay in the bed late. He didn't say, I overslept. But the man of God rose up early. He rose up early in the morning, and he saddled his ass and took two of the young men with him. And he took Isaac, his son, and he claimed when he had made a splinter of the wood, he had already cut up that wood for the burning offering. How drastic. How, what could you imagine doing knowing when you got up that morning? And I could imagine him laying there during the night, but then he'd get up and knowing that tomorrow I'm going to have to sacrifice my only seed. I'm going to have to burn him on that altar. Because I love God, and because I know God, and because I believe God, and because I heard what he said, I'm going to take my seed, the seed that God had given to me and to Sarah, and I'm going to take him up. And I'm going to get up early, and I'm going to take him. And I'm going to, as it tells us in the Word, that he got up early, and that morning, as we said, and he sat on his ass and donkey and took two of his young men with him, and he took his son Isaac also, and the clay, the wood, for the burning of him. He took the wood that he was going to need for the burning offering. He rose up and went to the place which God had told him. Come on. And then, on the third day, it took him 3 days. I believe they said it was probably about 50 miles that they had to go. So it took him, on that third day, the Word of God says, that Abraham, he lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. I can imagine him looking up where God had told him that he was going to sacrifice that only son. And Abraham said to his young men, abide, stay here. You here with us answer. I don't need you to go with me and my son. But I want you to stay here. I want you to wait here. And I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again unto you. Oh, my God. Look at the faith of God. He had the confidence, and he had the faith, and he had the walking in authority, and the knew, and he knew that there was nothing too hard for God. He knew that the same God that had given him Isaac, that same God was able to resurrect, same God was able to cause this thing that he has asked him to do, to cause it to be manifested, and him coming out with a, and bringing Abraham out and Isaac out with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. He told the men, oh, you stay here. These two men that you had traveling with him and Isaac. And we're going to come again. That's faith. We're going to come again. He didn't say, I will come back again. But he said, we will come. We will come and worship. I and the lad will come and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burning offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, because they were getting ready to walk along, to be able to go to the place where God had sent him
a knife, and they both went. They had gone. They both had went together. And Isaac said to Abraham, his father, and said, my father. I like that respect that he had given his dad, his father, the one that reared him, the one that God had given to him. My father, he said. And Abraham replied, here am I, my son. And it's kind of remind me when we began to read in that first verse where God was speaking to his son, Abraham. And he was remembering, he said, Abraham, he said to him, Abraham. And he said, behold, here am I. That's when we began to speak to him. And then here, as Isaac began to speak to his father, he said, behold, he said, here am I. My father, he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burning? Oh, I see the fire. I see the wood, but where is the lamb? Because he knew that there should be something that they are offering. It should be a lamb of that something that they're offering up to God. I don't see that sacrifice. I don't see what you're getting ready to offer. And Abraham said unto him, Abraham said, my son, come on, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. He was confident that God was going to provide a burnt offering for him. He didn't know. He couldn't tell, and he didn't tell Isaac the burning offering, the sacrifice going to be you. It's going to be you, my son. It's going to be you I'm putting up this altar. It's you that I'm going to sacrifice unto God. He didn't tell him that. But he said, Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And as you look at that, God was, the man of God was speaking in faith. He said, a lamb. God will provide himself a lamb. Although he knew that God had told what God had told him to do concerning his son. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood. Come on. He laid the wood in order. And he bound, he tied Isaac up, his only son, the son that he and Sarah wanted so desperately, the son that God had promised him, the son that was God. God had promised, and they had to wait a long time for. And he laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand. Come on. Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called to him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not your hand upon the lad, neither do you anything to him. For now I know that you fear God. You have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Oh, my God, what a test of his endurance. What a test of faith. I dare not to let you to say to you today, and I should say that I haven't not to say to you, this is what God was testing and proving Abraham to see his faith, to see his genuineness, to see how genuine he was, how determined he was. It was a time of critical evaluation. It was a time of critical examination and observation. And I say to you today that Abraham was willing to take his only son, Isaac, and offer him up because God had asked him and told him to do this. Now, God is not speaking to you to offer up your son, to offer up your daughter as a sacrifice. May I say this again? God will not ask you to offer up your son, your daughter, as a living sacrifice. This was a test of Abraham's faith because he knew, God knew, that he was not going to let Abraham go all the way with taking his son, to taking Abraham's son. The angel called out and said, lay not your hand, listen to me. He said, lay not your hand upon the lad, neither do you anything to him. Don't kill him. Don't take his life. But now I know that you fear God. I believe sometimes that we're going to go through some testing in our lives. We're going to go through some purifying in our lives. But it does not, you cannot say, and you can never say that God have instructed me to do what God had Abraham to do. Yes, there are some times that you're going to be tried. And sometimes I know that many of you have been tried. I realize that many of you have been tested in your walk with Christ to see and to prove your genuineness with him. The Bible says, even as he suffered in the flesh, to all ourselves likewise to suffer. There are some things in our lives, as being saved, as being Holy Ghost filled, as being Christian, as being one that have given of giving our life unto him. There are some things that we are going to go through. But yet, with God, when we go through with God and in God, then we'll come out purified. We'll come out the way that God will have us to come out. I remember when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I remember how they had proven their faith and they had stood in a critical situation. I believe when Nebuchadnezzar had wanted them to bow down for the images that he had made and he had sent of. I believe that these men of God, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had in their heart that they were not going to bow down. There was a testing time in their lives, whether they were going to bow down to idols, whether they were going to serve idols, or whether they were going to serve Lord thy God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, and with all thy spirit. And Lord, let us know that there is not but one God. So therefore, who are we going to bow down to? Who are we going to serve? They had to make up their mind. Even when others were bowing, others were bending, others were giving in, those were caving in, no, they decided that I'm going to stand up for the name of Jesus. I'm going to believe God no matter what. And there are some times in our lives that we're going to have to stand up for the name of Jesus. It's going to call us, our faith to be on the line, for on the front line for testing. He's going to call us to stand, whether or not we're going to lift up Jesus' name, whether we're going to pray in the name of Jesus, are we going to proclaim Jesus as being the Lord of our lives? Are we going to proclaim him to be the Alpha and Omega? Are we going to acclaim him as being the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the true and the living God? So I say to you today that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they rather have been put in the fiery furnace. And it seems that, you know, even when we begin to look at the Word of God, even when we begin to look at God's Word, we see that God stopped Abraham from destroying, from killing, from sacrificing, from burning up his son. But then when we look at the Word of God, when we look through the Word of God, and we see the men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they had to make a decision. Their decision, they believe that God was going to deliver them. But if he didn't deliver them, they knew that he was still God, and they were not going to bow down to any image. So therefore, the king got so angry that he put them, all of them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they put them into that fiery furnace. My God, my God. And anybody looking at them, hallelujah, anybody that's seeing that healed by the mighty men of the king, putting these men in their holes and their coats and things and put them into the fiery furnace. Somebody said it was all over. So I want you to know today that it's not over until God said that it is over. And I want you to know today that these men that they put bound, you see, Isaac, oh my God, Isaac, he was bound. Abraham, he bound Isaac, his son. He bound him because he was going to put him on that altar. And yet God called that angel. God called and spoke to him not to do his son any harm. When the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they went into the fire, they went in bound. But when the king was in the fiery furnace, Almighty God, they seen these men. They were thrown in. If they thrown in there, you know, they had to land, and they weren't able. They wasn't walking around when they bound them. But yet, when he looked inside of that fiery furnace, that he seen that these four men walking around in the fire, I didn't even have no power over them. They should have been a crisp. They should have been burned up. But the Lord that they serve, the Lord that we serve, delivered Shadrach, Meshach, wasn't even a smell of fire on them. And when the king looked in there, then we put three men in this fire, and they seen the fourth man look like the Son of God, and look at what God did. God was in the fire. God was in the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That same God that was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. my God, Meshach, Meshach and Abednego, they didn't have a bad as they why? Because God was with the men of God. God was with them. And that same God, where God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God gave his Son 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary that we could have a right to the tree of life. All of us were sinners, saved by the grace of God. All of us once were sinners. We didn't have a prayer, but God gave his life that our sin will be forgiven no matter what we did, no matter what we were doing that time. God, he paid the price that we can live and not die, that we can have eternal life in him. So therefore today, no matter who you are today, somebody may call you a wine bibber, somebody may call you a fornicator, somebody may call you a homemonger, somebody may call you a prostitute, somebody may call you a adulteress, but I want you to know, if you call on the name of Jesus, if you confess with your mouth, for the word of God said, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in the heart that God raised him from the dead, where did God say that thou shalt be saved? I ask you today, God wants you to know that he is God, and he is God all by himself. So when your faith is tested, the question is, what will you do? Will you be like Abraham? Will you believe God? Will you stand on God's word? Will you stand and know that God's word will endure? But where God say heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot, not one tittle of the word will fail. For the word of God say in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. So therefore we know that God, he is God. So therefore we can worship, we can trust him, we can know that he is God, and that he will never leave us, no matter what situation you may be in this morning. You may be in a threat. The enemy is trying to threaten you. I'm going to put you out of your home. I'm going to take your car. I'm going to take the money out of your bank account. I want you to know that God, he is God, and he's a God of miracles. He's a God that does great and mighty things. I want to proclaim to you this morning, God said to ask, and it shall be given. He said to seek, and ye shall find. God said to knock, and the door shall be open. He said that he'll open the windows of heaven. He said that he'll pour you out a blessing, that there'll be not room enough to receive. He said that he will give the devour. I don't know what trying to devour your good. Know what's trying to buy the money. Oh my God, I serve a God that will move, a God that will fight your battle. Today you got to know today that the battle is not yours, but the battle belongs to God. It is not your battle. Stop fighting it, because the battle is not yours, but it is God. So here Abraham knew that he was not alone. He knew that God will be with him. He knew that God brought him out of an area of man him to be that man that he can use, that he can test, that he can prove, that he'll be able to walk righteous before him. You may be in a situation, you may seem like you're alone, you may seem like the enemy is coming from you, from the right, from the left, from the right, in front of you and behind you, but you got to know that there is a God that is in heaven, that's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or think. So here we are today, believing God. We're going to trust God. Somebody ought to say, I'm going to believe God. Somebody ought to say, I'm going to trust God. Somebody ought to say that I'm going to have faith in God. Somebody ought to say, I'm going to stand upon this solid rock. But this rock that I'm standing on is the rock of Jesus. I want you to know today that there is no failure in God. There is no failure in God. So when you read, go back and read Genesis 22nd chapter, and you will know that God, he as he was with Abraham, and he delivered Isaac, and he called this ram to be that sacrifice. God called sacrificing Isaac after the angel of the Lord, after God spoke unto Abraham, he looked up and seen this ram, oh my God, was caught in the thicket, and God let him, Abraham, be able to sacrifice it before for him instead of his son. I believe that God will always make a way of escape. All we need to do is trust him. But we don't see the answer. We don't know what God's going to do. God knows what he is going to do. All we got to do is trust him. Abraham didn't know how God was going to work this thing out. He didn't know how God was going to rescue his son. He didn't know whether or not Abraham, his son, was going to, he had to go through what God told him. But he believed God. So I'm telling you today that we must believe God. God will bring you out with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. He did not sacrifice his son, but yet our God, he did sacrifice his son. He gave his son life that we can have a right to the tree of life. He allowed the enemy to do what they did to him, and David took his life on the cross, but he gave it. He gave his life. That was the purpose of him coming, that we can have a right to the tree of life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we praise you. God, we thank you this morning. God, we bless you, Lord. We thank you for all that you have done. Lord, we ask you, God, to bless your people, God, even today. God, give them life through the word. Call them, God, to know that they can trust you, that they can rely upon you, God. Call them to know, God, that you are God, and you are God alone. So today we ask thee in the mighty name of Jesus, God, to touch that widow. God, touch that person, Lord God. Oh, God, that's living alone, God. That person that's in a nursing home. That person that's in a rehabilitation place. That person, God, that are inmates, Lord God. Oh, God, those that are prison, those that are jail, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I pray you now, God, that you make a way of escape. Not that they're going to escape out of the jail, out of the prison, but God, that you're going to bring them out, God, with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. Father, we ask this in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray healing and deliverance to your people, Lord God, even right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Please tune in on Wednesday as we once again proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords.